I was a victim of child labor, sweeping out my parents' store at age 11, waiting on customers at 13, making deliveries at 16 when I got my driver's license, and it was all perfectly legal. That's because the 1938 Fair Labor Standards Act, which governs child labor, has an exemption for family businesses, also for kids to work on farms, at amusement parks, and as movie actors. Otherwise, employing children in the U.S. is largely banned. But lately, it's making a comeback. The Labor Department says child labor violations are 69% up in the past 4 years. New investigations by Reuters and the New York Times found thousands of kids working illegally in car factories, meatpacking plants, construction sites, and other places they shouldn't be. Some of these places are run by big-name corporations. They blame third-party hiring agencies. You think somebody along the way would have asked for an ID. Meanwhile, legislatures in 10 Republican-controlled states have introduced bills that would weaken their limits on child labor. The new laws are backed by big business organizations. They say there's a labor shortage, that letting kids work would mean higher family incomes, a more disciplined workforce. Builds character, you know? Mostly, child labor builds profits, since kids are cheaper, more easily coerced than adults, especially in agriculture, where limits on children's hours and working conditions are loose to begin with. Human Rights Watch, which doesn't normally find oppression in the U.S., says kids in farm jobs here face much higher injury rates than their peers and are only half as likely to finish high school. That particular disparity can mean a lifetime of misery. Workers without a high school diploma end up earning 25% less than those who have one. High school dropouts are more likely to be incarcerated, need government aid, or suffer serious illnesses. I was lucky. My parents didn't pay me, but they did feed me and gave me enough time to study. I learned a lot about discipline, self-respect, good customer relations. That's why I support letting older kids work within reason, which I suspect isn't really a priority for many employers, as greed is. Kids face enough problems these days. Exploitation should not be one of them, unless, of course, it's by your parents. I'm Don Morrison.